Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Welcome back to Eventorac 2014. I'm Michael Lauer. We're live here in America Smart in Atlanta, Georgia. And I have the distinct pleasure of introducing to you keynote speaker and author, Miss Martha Lanier. How are you today?
I am awesome.
Awesome
Glad
is great.
Glad to be here. You bet.
So tell me a little bit about the stuff that you talk about, some of your books. Tell me a little bit about Martha.
About who I am.
Yes. I want the Martha story.
In a nutshell.
Yeah.
In a nutshell, what I do is speak to women about having courage and confidence. I'm a breast cancer survivor, approaching 6 years. So I'm real proud of
that's
that. Thank
a huge
you. Thank you. And then also, I'm an Iron Girl triathlete.
Wow,
did that the first time any competition whatsoever at age 62. So you
wow.
are never, never too old.
Wait a second.
To do
you
anything.
Are lying to me.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago, too.
For those of you not over here, and seeing Martha doesn't look a day over 40.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. No, I am way older. That was 5 years ago.
Wow. Well, you're doing great.
But
must be the triathlons.
Exercise is key. I learned the hard way on that because after the triathlon, I had a heart attack and
wow.
had two heart attacks and did not know it because it was sheer ignorance on my part
right.
because I did not know that women had different symptoms than mm-hmm. men. You know, we all think of
it's
the classic,
arm, right.
the Hollywood heart attack, they
yeah.
call it, where you see mainly men on TV grab their chest. They have stabbing pain and their left arm is numb. And then they use their right hand to hold their jaw because they have jaw pain. And then they have a very dramatic
death. So how's it different
death.
For women?
Women... The first sign I had was a feeling of indigestion. I had no pain, just slight indigestion, slight pressure. And I was swimming, meeting a friend to swim in the lake, because we don't ever swim alone.
That's
and
right.
I had a late lunch of salad and apples and dried cranberries and nuts.
So you're thinking
everything.
Acidity,
so
yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, man, I didn't swim but for 30 minutes. And I got in the car and I thought, ooh, I know I should not have done that on a full stomach, you know. So that was the first symbol. Then I drove home, and about 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, I became violently nauseated. And of course, what did
right.
I think? What was in that salad
yeah,
that was
I gotta
bad?
Yeah, I got to call that restaurant.
Yes, yes. And finally got that under control and took a couple of Advil, rested.
Sure.
Next day, that was on a Wednesday. The next day, I got up. Had spoke at a half-day program, standing up, did fine. Next day, scary thing is I went on a 12-mile bike ride with my daughter.
So you had two heart attacks and you just kept working out.
Yeah, but I didn't. This was just one.
Right.
And my daughter kept saying, Mom, what's wrong? You're lagging behind. And I just said,
you thought she was just taunting
me. I am so tired. Well, what woman isn't exhausted at the end of a week?
Yeah.
You know, I was tired.
So no red flags,
no,
right?
No, none whatsoever. So the next day, I spoke again at a morning meeting. And then that night after dinner, I had the second attack. And again, took Advil, went to bed, woke up the next day. Feeling fine, tired but
huh.
fine.
So then you went in, they're like, you had two heart attacks.
Well, my brother-in-law is a doctor.
Oh.
And my husband said I was having trouble with indigestion. And John said, wait a minute, what is she having? And I went to the, he said, take me to the emergency room. And Jim did. And I was diagnosed with, in a nutshell, we have troponins enzymes
right.
in our heart. And they're not supposed to register on a blood test.
So then your jaw
hit
the floor.
And mine spiked. And I'm being wheeled up to cardiac intensive care, and
wow.
I'm still arguing with them that they must have
it was
mixed
the
report up. Yeah, it isn't me. So I had a eye-opening experience. Breast cancer
sure.
was one wake-up call, and then I was so excited to do the Iron Girl triathlon.
So you can speak really well on courage.
It takes
you know,
courage.
I think that it's pretty important for women to hear these things because men, we tend to be a little more egotistical. Maybe we think we're right about a lot of things we really aren't.
You think so?
Maybe. I know I'm not speaking about me. I am
oh, no.
right, of course. But I think women tend to maybe drift in the shadows a little more and not be so confident and so courageous in themselves when really they're totally capable.
They are. And I always tell women, you know, just because we can do everything doesn't mean that we have to.
Right.
Women are natural nurturers.
Sure.
And we want to make sure everyone else's needs are met. We can help in any way that we can. And by the end of the day, we are like a leftover. We're exhausted. And that's where the stress affects our hearts and our health. And in order to have energy, and people say, well, I don't have time to exercise. You don't have time not to exercise.
Right. If you're running out of time to exercise.
You're right. And if you're tired, one of the best ways to get more energy is to exercise.
It gets seems your counterintuitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have more oxygen in your system when you work out. Your heart is healthier. You just feel so much better.
Sure.
So my whole mission is to help women live a healthy and happy lifestyle, because women are afraid that we have these fears of what other people think. They'll think, man, we can't do it all.
Sure.
You know, or we're not smart enough, or we're going to let somebody down.
Or pretty enough. And that one's pretty, really common. I don't get it.
Yeah, so I just want to get the word out to women.
Sure.
And let them know.
So part of getting the word out is you have a book or books?
I did during my year of recovery. Mm-hmm. I had a double mastectomy and what they call a tram
that
reconstruction.
Takes courage.
Well, my theory was, and every woman is totally different,
sure,
when she's diagnosed with breast cancer as to who she's going to tell and her choices, her options. Mine was, it was caught early and small, but I said, let's get it over with. Take both of them.
I don't want to do this again.
That's right. If that'll decrease my chances by even 1%, I'm all for it. A lot of women don't feel that
sure
way, but that was mine.
And that's a hard decision to make.
It is hard. It is hard. But I don't know.
So
I want to live. I got
advice.
A lot of living
right
left.
Yeah, well, you're full of life. So when someone has this dilemma and they talk to you about it, what kind of advice do you give?
I tell them to make sure and do their research, their homework, and ask questions. If they need second and third consultations, by all means do it. We don't have to believe the first diagnosis or consult that we have.
Sure.
Women are given intuition, and I think it's important for us to realize that and use it. It's there for a reason.
Right.
And I wrote for that year during recovery, I kept thinking of all these things that I wish people had told me before having surgery that I learned the hard way or I thought of. And so I wrote things on sticky notes all over the house, the kitchen, the bathroom, my computer monitor. And so about 2 months after recovery, I thought, I've got enough to write a book.
Right.
And
you
so
did.
It is. It's called
What's
Pink Lemonade.
Pink Lemonade.
Pink Lemonade. And it has, I'd only read 2 books before surgery, and they were sad. And
sure.
I don't do sad, no. In case you haven't noticed. So I wanted the book to have a lot of humor, because I believe humor is very healing.
I agree.
And I wanted women not to be afraid. If you are knowledgeable about what you're facing, and you can find humor,
sure,
every day.
You can, if and you try, so, if you look,
yeah,
for it.
You just, I say, get a good list going.
That's
think
right
of everything positive.
So where can listeners go to learn more about you, maybe hire you and get in touch with you?
Okay, my website is Martha Lanier, and that's LANIER.com. And all of my contact information, anything a meeting planner would be interested in, is on the website. Phone number, email, as well as a lot of information about me as well. Thank you.
Well, I've enjoyed talking to you, Martha. It's been great.
I've enjoyed it, too. Thank you.
You brightened my day.
Aw.
All right. We'll be back in a few, live from Eventeract 2014.